From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at a donor conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid get through. Conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
The amount pledged aims to support people in Syria as well as Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, neighboring countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting in Syria. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Former Somali National Intelligence Director tells VOA the evidence indicates a planned bomb attack. Somali aviation officials say they estimate the blast went off 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport, bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers on board, one was likely killed. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Critics of Mr. Obama's operations against the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced troop levels will affect it all. This is VOA News.